And not only does it show him, not only does it show him that you appreciate the things he has done, but it shows him that you recognize what he's done for you. See, that's one of the big, big, big problems. People in this day and age are so selfish, they don't even recognize what they got. They don't recognize the blessings that the Lord has given to them. And because they too focus on themselves. And when you show God that you recognize what he's doing for you and what he's done, and that's why sometimes when I ask for praise reports, sometimes people don't jump in because they don't even recognize what the Lord has done for them. Somebody said, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. No, you must not, because you'd have so many things to tell of his goodness. Yeah. Just don't even recognize what he's done for you. And let me tell you, it's a wonderful thing when you come to the point that you know you receive a miracle and you can recognize the miracle that God has given to you, that God has blessed you with. Then it makes room for more. That's what my mother teaches. She said, thank you will make room for more. All right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to go to the wisdom seminar this morning in just a moment and be getting ready. I want to talk about compromising this morning. I'm going to give you a lead-in in just a moment, but compromising. The church compromising with the world. Yeah, the church compromising with the world, embracing with the things of the world. Amen. I want to talk about that. If you've got the wisdom on that, years ago I coined the word golden nuggets. Amen. And every Sunday morning we would do golden nuggets. But if you've got something that will help us on compromising, the church compromising with the world, we want to receive it. I want to talk about a couple of things before we get there to the wisdom seminar. I want to talk about June the 11th through the 14th. I tell you, we're on our way to the convention. Amen. The conference, or whatever you want to call it. It's going to be tremendous. Amen. I want you to come. Don't say you can't come. You can come. If your sister, and God forbid, but if your sister died this morning, you would change your plans. Yeah. It's what God is doing in this last season. Oh, my God. That came out the last season. God's trying to use you for world missions all over the world to touch the lives of people. That ought to become as more important than a whole lot of things in your life. Amen. I've been trying to get it over to you. All I can tell God is Lord, I gave up what you said. And leave it up to you, because I don't want that on me. But I want you to come. Amen. It is a clarion call to you. Come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Second thing I want to is mention that the youth prayer line last night was a great prayer line. And I want to thank all of you who participated. The things you said was great. Thank God for it. But I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. And just a moment, I forgot one thing. Let me have the station identification before I do that. Let me have the station identification. Ambassador Dr. Hagen.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. You're welcome. God bless. We just honor the presence of the Lord today. We just thank God amen for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We give God praise. We thank God amen for Ambassador First Lady Betty Amen. And that's the Lady Betty, who's First Lady of this line. We thank God for her. We love her. We praise God. Man, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations, Ambassador in her own right. Just thank God for how he's healing her body. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for every ambassador, ambassador-elect, all of the bishops. Thank God for Bishop Hagen, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God, amen, for everyone, all of you in your special places. We appreciate all of you being here today, and we do honor the Lord for and for our family and listeners from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live, ntaradio.com. We can be reached simply by calling into the studio. We're live. That's 347-934-0207. 347-934-0207. And as you know, Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest and most greatest influential radio in the whole world. If you have any type of social media, you'll be able to access this broadcast, because when we're over physically here, this broadcast continues, and it will continue forever as long as there is internet, and you can go back and hear us, and we give God the praise. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners all over the world? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Pakistan, Malaysia, oh, my Lord, India, you name it, all over the world. And to God be the glory. We do thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message of a brand-new spiritual awakening all over the world. And we thank God. My. God bless you, Chief. Continue doing what you do, and God bless you. And back to you, sir.
God bless you, and thank you so much. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for everything that you've done for us. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We thank you for all things. Oh, God, we love you. And our soul says yes to thee. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. Thank you for life. Thank you for a good day. Thank you for how you're turning things around. And thank you for all your help. And thank you for all your miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Thank you for loving us. Oh, God, for giving peace in the midst of the storm, joy in the midst of sorrow. Oh, God, thank you. For you are the only true living God, and we give you glory and praise. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, that precious blood, the mighty blood of Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We ask you to be over this line, touching, helping. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for being a healer, our healer, Lord, who heals all diseases. Thank you for how Jesus, you went to the cross and died and was buried and rose from the dead, went to heaven, ascended up to heaven, and the Father sent the Holy Ghost back for us to live with us, live inside of us, to help us, oh, to comfort us. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And because the Holy Ghost is in us, we have healing virtue inside of us. Oh, God, we release it. The resurrection blood of Jesus covers. And thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name, we pray to you. Oh, and give you glory, and give you adoration, and give you praise. We ask that you bless the people everywhere. Don't let them move the same way they come. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to everybody on this prayer line. Good morning to you and to you and to you. Good morning. Amen. Y'all are speaking. Thank God. Amen. And good morning, Lord. God.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Everybody ought to speak to the Lord. Everybody ought to speak to the Lord. Let's try that again. Everybody ought to speak to the Lord. I can understand me, but you ought to be able to speak to the one who gave you life. Good morning, Lord. Let's
Good morning, Lord.
And let's thank the Lord for what he's done. If he's been mighty good to you, thank him like he's been mighty good. But if he ain't done nothing for you, I can understand you holding your peace. But let's give him praise like he deserves. This is the new awakening. And when I say praise check, that's the time to come in and give him praise. I'm doing it right now. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check. Praise
him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. Thank you, Lord. Between you, we hold you and lift you up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise you. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the form of praise, and that is to, oh my God, go to the wisdom seminar. Amen, the wisdom seminar. And I do want to discuss that compromising, because we're seeing it all over the world. There used to be a time when the world would come to the church and try to get all the ideas from the church. Yeah. Amen. They'd sit at the back of the church and watch the saints shout, take it to the dance floor, and come up with something that they want to copy from the church. That was the approach the world had. But nowadays, the church has switched it around and they start copying off the world instead of the world. I call it compromising. Amen. We see compromising everywhere. Yeah, they're trying to act like the world now. Yeah, I heard a preacher on Facebook the other day, and he was singing all the songs, well, not all the songs, but two or three songs from the world and applying them to the life of the saints in the church. And said, it's all who you sing it to. Yeah. It's a compromise when the church, the preachers, the teachers, when all the saints in the pews and everywhere else want to be like the world. You see people shouting now, or dancing. That's what they're doing. They're dancing in the church. And many times they're dancing like the world. Right in the church. It's something to see how the enemy has maneuvered the church around so until they are doing everything like the world nowadays. They even getting tattoos. They're supposed to be saints of God getting tattoos on their arm, on their back, and wherever, you know, every place. Nowadays, like the world, amen, compromising. See, compromising is when you take two entities and you mix them together and intermesh them so until you cannot tell one from the other. And that's the way the church is now. You really can't tell it too much from the world. It's been compromised and has compromised so much. I could keep talking about that, but I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it. Don't want to step on your toes. But let's, the people who are listening, and this is their only church, what would you tell them? Would you tell them to go ahead and be like the world? What would you tell them? I want to see, amen, give them some wisdom on this compromising thing. What is your take on that? Amen. The line is open to you. Amen. Who's the first one who really wants to talk for Jesus, actually?
God,
the line
you, and good morning. And
good
then
morning.
To him, I think compromise need to be discussed when it comes to the church. And just want to say good morning to First Fruit family this morning as well. And talk about compromise. This is how sin has crept into the church. And when you read in the book of Jude, it lets you know. That's why the last scripture in Jude ends up saying he's dominion and power. Because the things that was creeping into the church, the compromise has come into the church because people have had things that it started up with, I have to say, maybe through the music. And now they have the gay churches where they are saying that they're on their way to heaven, which is an abomination. And we know how the enemy will trick you into compromising with his devices. We have to be aware of those devices. Don't let the enemy have you compromise. Watered down your salvation, weaken you in any way, because that is one of his strategies, is to get you to compromise. If he get you to compromise, that's some of those little blemishes and spots that starts to creep into your life. So we have to be careful of the enemy's devices. Be wise. And God bless you. I could say a lot more, but that is very, very touching. People have their gay children, friends, family members come in there, play their organs, play their music, beat their drums, leave their services, and that spirit just filters church. It creeps all through the church, and people begin to compromise. Oh, that's so cute. No, it's not cute. Sin is ugly. It's always been ugly. And it will forever be ugly. So please don't allow the enemy to cause you to compromise with his devices. God bless you.
God bless you. That's the ambassador, Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. All right, give your name and then tell us what you have from the Lord here. Anybody else want to talk about this compromise in the church? The line is open to you. Anyone else want to speak on it? Jump in there. You know, I was on my way to back to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and I saw a church where it was a gay church. Amen. And people go there, not trying to be a gay masher or anything, but the truth is the truth. I saw this church that was a gay church, and people, you could see them even going from the outside inside the church, and no telling. I didn't go in and see the service, but it was about offering a worship service to lesbians and gays. Then there's a church up there in Philadelphia, and they call it the Party Church. Yeah, the Party Church. And when you come in, the music is going, you know, and you just start dancing. Yeah, not shouting like they do in the church, but you start dancing like you're on the dance floor. And they dance all during their service, yeah. The only thing they ever stop for, only thing they really ever stop for is the offering. They take time. They take time for the offering. But otherwise, it's a dance time. And you change partners. Amen. They change their partners every Sunday. Just dancing all around the church. And somebody might shout and talk about we having a good time. And so it's kind of like the party that's going on. And they, I don't know exactly what they be drinking at the church, but they have something to drink, and sometimes they have something to eat if somebody's having something special. And all the time they party. Amen. Yeah. You've got all kind of things happening in the name of Jesus. That's what's so just painful. And the people do all this in the name of Jesus. Do we have any saints on the line who can talk about it? Because when you don't say nothing, it sounds like you just, all right, just let it go. Just let it go. And
good
the Lord, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I was thinking the reason we came to the church was for the realness of God. And when we lose the fear of God, then we begin to compromise. But God has not changed his mind. He wants us to live right. And the realness of God, we came for the realness of God. And we want to keep it real because God hasn't changed his mind. He told us, the scripture let us know, it's holiness or hell. And we don't want to be lost. We don't want to come this far and be lost. So we don't want to compromise. We don't want to change. We want to keep living for God and keep the realness of God. And God told us to put a difference, that we put a difference between clean and unclean, between holy and unholy. And we want to do just that because we want to be pleasing to God.
All right. And you're right, Mother. That's Mother Digby, I believe.
Yes.
I tell you. You see this compromising almost everywhere around the church. In the choir, it used to be that the choir used to sound like the church choir. Now I've seen choirs that are sounding like worldly choirs. They're moving like the world. Amen. And people think it's cute. Amen. The choirs that have those movements like that, you know, people come out to see them. Because it's become a show. I might as well say the church has become a show. Amen. Some of the preachers nowadays just like the world. They on drugs. Amen. Druggies. Right in the pulpit. Amen. Getting it fixed before they go in. Amen. It's something where the church has embraced the world. They want to do things like the world. They want to talk like the world. Yeah. They want to look like the world. Where they looking nowadays in their dresses. It's a shame it is, though, for people who claim to be saints to really be wearing their dresses too tight and men to be wearing things like women. Amen. But nowadays, and you got the co-ed or whatever it's called. They got clothing nowadays. Men are wearing clothing that go for men or women, and women are wearing clothing that go for men or for women or men, rather. And you got to call these things out. I'm trying to get y'all to bring a lot of things out this morning that we're seeing, so we can become wiser. Wisdom really is something that's really next to the Lord. He gives us wisdom. He that lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and shall be given unto him. Help us this morning, somebody, with this compromising in the church. Do you think it ought to be? You think it's all right, or do you think it's a way of the enemy trying to manipulate the church and take it into lukewarmness? Amen. The Bible says you need to be hot or cold. Lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Do you see that the enemy is maneuvering that thing so that he's making many people lukewarm? Why? To get them spewed out of the mouth of God, that they won't make it to heaven. Lukewarm. The line is open to you. Anybody else? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. And our Ambassador T. Chief Ambassador.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you too. I was just listening as you were talking, and compromise is certainly a no-no for the saints of God. You know, the Bible makes it very clear that God does not condone compromising his standards. It's just impossible for him to compromise his standards. He say what he means, and he always means what he says. I'm telling you, the older saints, when I was growing up, always told us that God would never change. He would never compromise. So instead of us trying to get God to change, we might as well change ourselves and reach you. It's like they said, an axe handle. You know, what is it? Trimming it to fit the handle. You have to sort of trim whatever to fit the axe into that head part because it's already made a certain way. But it's just impossible for God to change. His standard is so holy and so high until we don't need the Lord's standards either because, you know, his standards are there. They are high, and we can obtain them. And we are people of integrity. And the Bible declares that when we are people of integrity, we are people, we are joyful people. And then it talks about, even in the book of Jude, like here, it was telling us again, you know, to in other words, when he wrote this book, it was to those who are of standard, those who are of faith. We are faith people. And the devil would love to have us compromise our faith, but God do not want us to. And all the things that you mentioned earlier, it's just compromise our faith. But for those of us who know better, we know it's a no-no. Well, there's so much could be said on this, but I know I don't have the time. But I thank God for you selecting this because this is important. And if the people who know better keep quiet, the faith will always be compromised because some of them, they will tell you, well, I didn't know any better. Just like the man that was smoking and he was a preacher. And someone, contacted him, well, sir, you know, what about that? You know, you're smoking, whatever. He didn't know anybody. He said he never heard it because in his church, his pastor smoked, and he thought it was the way to go. And with the tattoos, a lot of them, their leaders are tattooed up. So, you know, they don't know any better. But the folks who know better, and if they can share their faith without compromise, it's going to help somebody. So, you see, we have a whole lot to pray for. And as we pray, you know, it's the gift of God's love that's working in us because this is how we reach them through love, by loving them enough to care for them and tell them the truth and pray them through. And I guarantee you a lot more people would do better if only they knew better. And I thank God for you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Amen. Someone else?
Good morning.
All right, good morning to you. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Deborah Pryor. I've been calling a lot and kind of being on mute, but I really thank God for this prayer line also, and I thank God for the wisdom seminars because I truly believe we perish for lack of knowledge, and I know God doesn't want us to compromise in the church, in our homes, in our own lives, and a lot we can't do on our own, but through prayer and our trust in God, he will help us to do it and be what we should be, and because we do perish for lack of knowledge, and it's a point where as we come to
walk as children of light. Somebody give us what that means to you, okay? Just jump in there and tell us what it means to you. Don't be partakers with the children of the world. Amen. What does that mean to you? Right? Somebody jump in there. Sister LaTanya, tell us what that means to you. All right. Sister Ellington, Mother Britt, Sister Lily Mays, tell us what it means to you. Don't let the enemy grab it and just say, that's all right. Because when y'all sit there and don't say nothing, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ambassador Chief Johnson. This is 816 Charlotte Gray. I believe it means to be an example, to let your light shine regardless of what is around you or surrounding you or even trying to at times overtake you. Be an example. Be Christ-like. Be Christ-minded. Stand strong. and truly, truly believe that God is within you to shine, and not only shine, but show up and show out for you and through you if he's allowed. God is, I've heard you say it several times, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. So he's not going to bogart his way. So we can't bogart our way through ministry because of titles or family or how long we've been somewhere. We need to be an example wherever we are, whomever we are, however older or younger we are. Be an example. God bless you. This is wonderful.
All right. God bless you. What does that mean to somebody else? I mean, walk as children of light. You're the light in the Lord, not the light of darkness now. Okay? Beautiful. All right. Go ahead,
good
somebody. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. This is Evangelist LaTanya.
Amen.
Amen. And just as she said, as far as being an example, God calls us to walk as the light, you know, in this dark world. Okay. You know, he wants us to show forth his glory. Amen. As far as in his word, you know, what his word says, we live by his word. Amen. Simply by his word. What he's given us to do, the instructions, regardless what the world is doing, you know, amen. We live by what he told us to do. Amen.
All right. Beautiful. God bless you. All right, anybody else?
Hey, this is Mother Britt. Yeah,
yes,
I was, like you say, I agree with all that, because when the church I was brought up in, when I joined the church, they're saying, when you take the Bible to be your God. So they didn't let us do things. They tell us that we couldn't go to they didn't want us to go to the movies. And a lot of things they told us we couldn't do as children of God, because they wanted us to live above sin. They didn't want us to be doing things of the world. And they taught the young people. They would let us, young people, they would tell young people, don't do certain things. And we couldn't go certain places like the other kids did, you know, like other people did. And we didn't go to different, sometimes they wouldn't let us go to different churches, because they said they figured they didn't do the right thing. And they didn't want us to get mingled up, you know, with something that they wasn't teaching of the word of God. And they were to teach us that we should live above sin. And that way we won't do the things of the world. And that's how the church I joined. And then, back at that time, they didn't just say, if you come out, they said, well, you take this Bible to be your God. And there was certain things we could not do. It was in the church. You couldn't wear pants. And certain things you couldn't do back then. And you couldn't wear earrings. And there's a lot of things that you couldn't do. They didn't want you to wear the shoes, the toes out. And they had certain rules that we had to go by. And so, but nowadays, it things have changed. You know, at most all churches, you can wear, do what, you know, they don't tell you all that now. But back then, they used to teach us that back then. But I know, I understand that even though they taught us that, you have to, the Holy Spirit has to be in you to help you to have a mind to want to do that, no matter where you go. So I just thank God, and I just pray for this prayer line, and that you're teaching the young people and other people how that we should walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to pray for me.
Beautiful. Mother, let me ask you before you go, how old are you? Do you mind telling us how old you are, Mother Britt?
I'm 83.
Mother Britt, you hear me?
I'm 83 years old.
83 years old. I think you turn out pretty good, Mother. She's 83. Amen. And they taught her that you couldn't compromise with the world, and got her 83 years. The proof is in the pudding. Amen. All right, somebody else. I'll take maybe one or two more. You want to talk on that? The line is open.
This is Mother Wilson. I enjoyed the prayer line, and I began to think as we were talking, they told us the idle mind was the devil's workshop. And there was places, as Mother Britt said, we couldn't go. And now they say we can go to movies and we can go to this and we can go to that. But they say we're not supposed to sit in the seat of the scoffer. They told us if we sit in the seat where the person was going to the movies and what have you, we don't supposed to be there. And a lot of times these kind of things have not been talk because we're going to movies and we're going to whatever. And our mind supposed to be staying on the Lord, and because he would keep us in perfect peace, and the things that the enemy wants us to do, we wouldn't do it because the Lord himself would teach us things that we want to do. We cannot do them. But we know that we supposed to live according as the word said, and so much has happened and going through, and we're not being taught exactly like we were ever old. They said that things have changed and people has changed and things never will be the same, but God never changes. What he said is true and it's going to continue to be true, and we're not supposed to let the devil guide us and tell us what to do, thinking that it's right and it's wrong all at the same time. Because the Lord knows the way that we take, and we are supposed to take the way of the Lord and not the way of the devil. And this hinders the power of God from working in the church like it did, as Mother Britt said of old. As they told us that we couldn't wear short sleeves, they would put something on the end. We know we don't have to do that now because we can buy things that is according to holiness and not just the things that we want to wear. And they said if that doesn't condemn you, then you can do it. But if the word condemn you, you're not supposed to do it. God bless you.
God bless you. I remember them teaching, when you get saved, you don't compromise with the world or places you used to go. You don't go no more. The things you used to do, you don't do anymore. The things you used to say, don't say them anymore. Amen. And then Paul picked it up in Philippians 3:14 and said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. You want to press toward the mark, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth to the things that are before. Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I don't compromise with the world. I forget those things which are behind me, how I used to go to the parties and try to do everything like the world did. And I'm reaching forth unto the things which God has set up for me, which are before me. I'm pressing toward those things. I'm trying to be like the Lord Jesus Christ now, not like the world, because everything the world has tried to tamper with, they have flawed it, and it will lead you not to the blessings of God, but it will lead you to destruction. Everything the world has ever tampered with always has led to annihilation. Yeah. If it's in God's created state, it always leads to blessings. But any time the world or man touches something, it always leads to flaws. Amen. It will flaw you. Amen. Set your things on the Lord, things above, rather than things on this earth. Amen. Keep in mind whatever is good, whatever is perfect. Those things, keep your mind on them. Amen. There be praise. Think on these things. God bless you. I got to move this morning. I'm out of time for the wisdom seminar. I may come back to it on Monday, maybe. But just think about that. You know, we're not to be like the world. We are to be the examples. Amen. How are you really going to have people following you if you're doing this or that? Amen. You got to put the example of Jesus Christ out there. May the Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Let me go to the prayer request this morning. I'm sure we have many people or somebody who has a prayer request and you need prayer. Amen. We'll take time for you. Amen. God bless you. We want you to have prayer because God will change things and give you a miracle. All right. Who has the first prayer request this morning? I'm just switching over.
It was Peterson.
All right.
My cousin got shot. They shut my cousin down the other night. front of the house. He's come home from work, and they shot him. They were waiting for him, and they shot him down. I don't know exactly why, what's going on. I think some jealousy. And they was waiting for him, and they shot him down. The name is, his name is Andre Gasson, and the last name is Gasson, G-A-S-S-O-N. And the Gasson family. And now, pray that.
The Basson family? The Basson family?
G-A-S-S-O-N.
Yes.
And pray, my son's coming home this weekend. Don't you pray protection for them, because they're shooting anybody now, and they're just doing anything. So he's coming home. He hasn't been home. He don't live here. So they may think he's somebody else here, like this. You know, just pray for my protection for my son is there when you come home.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sir?
Thank you so much, Sister Peterson.
Yes, you got it. Well, then be protected, because these people are crazy. They're shooting anybody. No certain people now. They're just walking. They're shooting people. Just on the street, they're shooting people. I think they've been initiating the gangs or whatever, but they're just shooting anybody.
I understand.
I think a 10-year-old child can beat up a person. Beat up a person, almost kill him. I think there's something wrong there. The family, I don't know where the parents are, but it's so sad. So just pray for protection for my son and family.
You sure will. What's your son's name, Kevin?
My son's name is Charles Peterson.
Charles. All right. Somebody else with a prayer request? Anybody else? You have a prayer request.
Morning. Good morning, Getty's Ambassador. This is Charlotte Gray. I just want to lift up my husband. I want to pray for my husband. I want to put him on the prayer request list, Douglas Gray. I want to pay for the finances for First Fruits. Thank you the other day for lifting me up for a job. I've had some good prospects this week. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you for remembering First Fruits. All right. Anybody else have a prayer request? All right.
Now pray for my knee, Dr. Joshua. It keeps swelling up. Pray for my knee.
All right. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Sister Lucille, I'm asking prayer for me and my children.